Not so very long ago, when you mentioned coffee from the 50th state, folks from the mainland and the rest of the world immediately thought of Kona coffee. But now, coffee grows in Kauai, Oahu, Maui, and Molokai, as well as Hawaii's Kona district. But there's another Hawaii Island coffee-growing district besides Kona, and it's winning world-class awards. Hawaii Coffee Association Director Chris Manfredi joins us with a look at the brew from Kau. Aloha, Chris. Thanks for being with us this morning.
Hi, Bill. Good morning to you.
Now, a little bit of background. Kau originally was known as a sugar district.
Yeah, for many years, Kau sugar was very prevalent in the district, and whatever wasn't planted in sugar was used for cattle ranching.
And were there a couple of coffee growers there from the get-go?
There were some early efforts to raise coffee in Kau, but the competition for land and labor just couldn't get a foothold on the sugar industry.
So it was always sort of a very, very distant little secondary interest for the region.
Yeah, just out of necessity, I think, from a workforce perspective, just couldn't compete for land and labor.
And then times began to change around the turn of the century when sugar phased out in Hawaii and all this land became available?
Yeah, what happened in the mid to late 90s was the sugar companies began to close and begin to lay off workers, and thankfully a lot of the former sugar plantation workers were given affordable leases to start smallholder coffee farms.
So how many coffee farms are there out there now?
There's about 50 and growing.
And it really started taking off in terms of quality when?
Well, I think the quality was always there.
Mm-hmm.
It was more of a awareness factor that Kau was able to begin to develop its own origin and its own identity.
Everybody's heard of Kona. That was the primary coffee district. And, of course, Kauai had some, and then Molokai got some, and then you have some growing in Oahu now. So each area seems to be getting its own cachet, its own identification. When did the identification for Kau really begin to take off?
Well, in 2007, working together with the growers there, we were able to enter a number of coffees into SCAA competitions. SCAA is the Specialty Coffee Association of America, and it's the largest organization of its kind in the world. And Kau Coffee scored very well in that competition. We were entering that competition every year since, culminating in 2013, where we earned 3 of the top 10 coffees in the world. And over time, we were named International Coffee of the Year 5 times.
When you reach a point where you really get the high accolades, do you find it a difference between gourmet pricing and, quote, run-of-the-mill coffee? Does it begin to, is there a trade-off point where you charge too much, or how does that balance out?
Well, it's an interesting question, and thanks for asking it. In order to be a successful coffee farmer in Hawaii, it's a necessity that you're able to command a higher price.
Mm-hmm.
There's a commodity coffee market, and then there's a specialty coffee market. And Hawaiian coffees don't typically fit into the commodity market.
Just because there's not enough of it? Or?
Well, because the cost of farming is so high, you couldn't compete in a commodity market for coffee.
Land in Colombia is versus land in Hawaii, for example.
And labor.
Mm-hmm.
Labor's a big one.
So here we are with the specialty market, and you've got the higher costs. On average, though, it seems that the demand never diminishes just because of the quality. Is that right?
That's a big part of it. And, you know, it's a function of awareness. I mean, we have to continually work to reach new markets, not just Kau as an origin, but Hawaiian coffee industry as an industry unto itself.
So you've got the price-quality change-off. Now, you talked about affordable leases for the people that want to grow coffee. That's a big part of it, isn't it?
Well, that was, as I said, back in the mid to late 90s. So that was able to give the laid-off plantation workers an ability to get those farms started. Land leases are not cheap in Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
There's not much that is cheap in Hawaii. And you know, the pricing and the business model that surrounds Hawaiian coffee is a function of that. And in order to be sustainable, we have to command high prices. And in order to command the high prices, we have to have exceptional quality.
Exactly. So what is sort of the difference in the price differential between the commodity and the specialty coffee? What sort of range are you talking?
Well, for example, on a wholesale green bean level, which is before it gets roasted. Commodity coffees trade from 50 cents to maybe the better ones, a dollar, a dollar and a half.
This is per pound? Or?
This is per pound. And Hawaiian coffees will typically trade from $15 to $22.
So when you're processing the coffee, you start with the green bean, and then you got to pulp them and roast. Is all that now done on-site in Ka'u District?
Well, yeah, just an overview of the process. It's hand-picked, mm-hmm. and when it's picked off the trees, it's called a coffee cherry or coffee
cherry,
berry.
That's right.
And then that gets wet-processed where it gets pulped. Then that gets dried, and that's all done by the sun. This is all a hand process. After it dries by the sun, then it's dry milled where the parchment skin is taken off, and that leaves you with a product that's known as green bean. That green bean is then roasted, and that gives you the coffee beans that you'll buy in the store before it's ground that most people are familiar with.
And so getting through all that, it used to be when they were starting most that they had to go up to Kona for the closest milling?
Well, most of the small farmers have their own wet mill operations.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's some centralized dry mill operations and roasting operations that are not only in Kona. There's some in Mountain View. There's some in Hilo and also now in Ka'u.
So with the success of it so far, it's truly self-sustaining and growing?
Yes, that is accurate.
What about the actual acreage? Is there more acreage to be planted in the Ka'u District, or is it pretty much reaching capacity?
No, we have a lot of room for expansion. We started out with about 280 acres. That quickly grew to about 500, and there's plans for considerably more in the near and distant future.
And those sort of processes and expansion and everything else, there's the Ka'u Coffee Festival coming up, which will explain to a lot of Ka'u coffee fans exactly how good it is. And we'd really like to thank you for being with us today, Chris, and we hope that the coffee drinkers appreciate what's coming in Ka'u, and for that I will have my morning sip and say this is wonderful.
Thank you so much.
Chris Manfredi is a coffee industry leader and organizer of the 8th Ka'u Coffee Festival, which kicks off today and runs through the 22nd. He's the vice president of the statewide Hawaii Farm Bureau and director of Hawaii Coffee Association. Ka'u is the state's largest agricultural district and encompasses the entire south end, windward to leeward of the Big Island. To find out more, visit our Facebook page, Hawaii Conversation.
There will always be a rainbow and another lovely day at my coffee shack by Kalapana Bay. At my coffee shack by Kalapana Bay.